This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for this hour. Something I wanted to teach on Friday that I can't wait to teach. I have to do it now. And it's because it will impact pretty much every single person in class today. I'm not exaggerating. And if you pay attention in class and you think about what I say and do a little bit of more research on your own, it will probably save you a couple thousand dollars. So I'm making the claim that if you are in class and if you own your own home, you would probably save at least $2,000 by listening to this hour's class. Pretty bold statement, wouldn't you say? Well, here it is, and it has to do with a simple device. They've been around for over 100 years that I know of, and they're called capacitors, C-A-P-A-C-I-T-O-R. Plural would be with an S on the end. And capacitors are typically used in most electric motors. So what electric motors have capacitors? Ceiling fans? Refrigerator compressors. So when you hear that humming in your refrigerator starts up, your kitchen, wherever you happen to have it, starts up, you hear that humming, that's the compressor. Freezers have a similar refrigeration compressor, and both refrigerators and freezers use electric motors to drive the compressors. Dehumidifiers. You may have a dehumidifier in your house, and that has a refrigeration compressor, just like the refrigerator and freezers do. And that has an electric motor that has a capacitor. If you have a well pump, water well, that electric motor has a capacitor. Air compressors. So if you've been to an automotive shop and you hear this loud, rumbling, that would be the air compressor starting up or running. In order to get that electric motor to start, there's a capacitor. Elevators have them, the electric motors. Escalators have them. Automotive hydraulic lifts. So when they put your car up in the air to change your oil or fix your front suspension or whatever they're doing on your car, from underneath, that automotive lift has an electric motor. And it has a capacitor. Sawmills. Electric motor-powered sawmills to cut lumber. Have capacitors in the electric motors. If you pull into a parking lot and you put your card in the slot and the gate lifts up to let you in, that electric motor has a capacitor. Almost every single alternating current powered electric motor has a capacitor or two. Now, some capacitors are used for starting the electric motor. So the motor's at rest, and then the shaft starts spinning. Well, it takes an enormous amount of current to get that electric motor to go from a rest to a spinning. And a capacitor will take it about 3/4 of full RPM. Okay, so whatever the full speed of that electric motor is, a capacitor will get it started so they can get 3/4 of the way there. And then that capacitor is usually taken out of the circuit. So it's to get the motor running. Now, some electric motors have a running capacitor as well as a starting capacitor. And the design of the armature and the stator are such that it's more efficient. It's more efficient use of electricity if they add a capacitor into the circuit. So they can use a slightly smaller motor using slightly less energy by just adding a simple capacitor. And over the life of that electric motor, you'll save quite a substantial amount of electricity. The motor will run smoother. It won't be as jerky, if you will, because of alternating current reversing direction every, 60 times a second. That's what alternating current does. That's why they call it 60 hertz or 60 cycle alternating current, because the current reverses electrical direction 60 times a second. It's so fast we can't even see it. We can see about 25 times a second, but not 60. Okay, so these electric motors have these capacitors. And how long do they last? An extreme life on an electric motor capacitor is about 15 years. Maybe 16 years. Possibly 17 years. That's about it. So there's an absolute guarantee that if you have an air conditioning unit, like a whole house air conditioning unit or a whole house heat pump, it's absolutely guaranteed that you are going to have a failure of your compressor motor within 15 years. Now, the compressor itself may last longer than that. Now, you could have a leak. You could have a refrigerant leak at either either end of the coils, meaning the inside coils or the outside coils. That's a possibility. But the first thing that normally happens is the capacitor fails. And when it does, the motor that drives that compressor, and it's a sealed unit, the motor and the compressor in one packet, during one package, when that capacitor fails, the motor won't start. The air conditioning unit will not start. So I decided to look up what people say about capacitors. And there's one article on the internet that says a capacitor is a device that stores electrical energy. That's absolutely correct. It does. But for a very short time. And it can discharge very, very quickly. Now, if you touch the... So what does a capacitor look like? Well, they have all different shapes. Some of them look like a very small one. Might look like a penny with two wires coming out of one of the ends. Or it might look like a cylinder. Let's say the diameter of a number two pencil lead clamp or ferrule that holds the eraser to the wood shaft. Okay? Small. With two little wires, one coming out of each end. Could look like that. Or it could be a much larger capacitor, like the one in an air conditioning unit that runs your whole house air conditioning system. That would be the size of a frozen orange juice can, cylindrical. And typically they're made out of an aluminum stamped shell, and they have either two or three terminals on the top. And you just push a wire with a terminal onto the connector on the top of the capacitor. So there are two kinds of capacitors for air conditioning units. One is called a standard capacitor with two terminals, and the other is called a dual run capacitor. And what they do is they put the starting capacitor and the running capacitor in the same package. So it has three terminals instead of two. And if your capacitor is bad, your refrigeration compressor will not start. It won't start. If your running capacitor fails, your fan motor, for example, won't run properly. The fan that blows the air out of the coils, the outside unit. Or the compressor won't run properly. It'll hum. It'll be inefficient. It may not work at all. So a starting capacitor is used to give that electric motor an extra electrical push, if you will. Extra current to get the motor to start turning. And within like a second or so, it's taken out of the circuit. It's only used for a very, very short time. So it's not used until the motor gets started up again. So this thing cycles. The capacitor will be fully charged and discharged to get the motor started, and it's done its job until the motor starts again. So there's a certain number of cycles that these things can handle. Now, of course, if there's a lightning strike and there's too much current, too much voltage, it can blow the capacitors. The bottom line is it's common that they fail. As a matter of fact, 100% of them fail. It's just a question of exactly when. But you can be pretty darn sure that it will fail within 15 years. Probably sooner than that. So then, I'm sure you're all thinking about those air conditioning unit replacements that you've had done. And the technician says, yeah, you need a new compressor. Well, the answer is maybe you don't. Maybe you only need a capacitor. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because we built our house roughly 16 years ago, maybe 17, depending on when you consider we started. And a couple months ago, ceiling fan in one of the rooms failed and started humming. 60-cycle hum. And it's a Hunter fan. I called Hunter, talked to their tech support. And they said, sounds like a motor. Uh-huh. Okay. And, but good news, Mr. Finelli, is it's covered by a limited lifetime warranty. Sounds like a motor. Okay. So how do I get one? Well, you can't because we don't have any. So they didn't have any motors. And I said, well, what about a capacitor? It kind of sounds like to me it's a capacitor. Well, it could be a capacitor. Yeah, you're right. It could be. Can I get one from you? No. We don't sell capacitors. We sell an entire wiring harness with all the wires. So how much is that? Well, that's about $30. Okay. You can get that. You can pay for that. Plus shipping. Now, this wiring harness has attached to it a capacitor. And it's a lot more difficult to replace the three wires that power the ceiling fan, which is part of the wiring harness, that connects up the tube to your electrical box, your ceiling fan box, the ceiling. So it's got those wires. And then, you know, a black one, and a white one, and a green one for the AC power. And then there's a switch, you know, pull switch, so you can pull for low, medium, and high speeds. And that's part of the wiring harness. Not the switch, just the wires to it. And then there's a capacitor in there that's wired and crimped in with wire nuts that crimp on. And there's five wires to the wiring, or to the capacitor. Two gray ones, a red one, a brown one, and a green one. And all you need is a capacitor. And it's a lot easier to just snip the wires on the capacitor, those five wires, and use little wire nuts and put the new capacitor in place of the old capacitor. But they don't sell them. We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so I'm telling you about a capacitor that failed and a ceiling fan here at the farmhouse. And there's a reason why I'm starting with a ceiling fan capacitor. And then we'll go on to the HVAC system, the whole house air conditioning system. So I decided that the technical support people that I talked to at Hunter Fan really did not want to help me. This person was working from home, really wasn't interested in helping me. They didn't have the parts, and what they wanted to sell me was way more than I needed. I didn't need to replace the whole wiring harness. I really just needed the capacitor. And I wasn't interested in spending $30 plus shipping. So I went to eBay, and I did some research, and the capacitor that I have for the ceiling fan. And by the way, the symptoms are the ceiling fan hums. That's the sound. And it would not, the fan motor would not turn the blades at the normal speed. So full speed was, let's say, half speed. Half speed was a quarter speed. Quarter speed was like barely moving, okay, of the blades. And it was humming. So as soon as that happened, I shut it off because I knew that if I let it run, it wasn't going to get better. It was not going to fix itself. It was going to destroy the motor. It would overheat. Because this particular capacitor system has a start and a run capacitor. So part of this, and it's all in one module. So built into this black package that's the size of two dominoes, one on top of another, has multiple capacitors in it. And part of it will start the ceiling fan, and right after the motor starts turning, the other half, the one capacitor, takes over and lets the motor run smoothly and prevents it from overheating. So you don't want to run your ceiling fan or any electric motor when the capacitor is bad. You want to stop it immediately. All right. So I went to eBay. Now, the one that I have needed was the most expensive, naturally, right? It was $10.99 shipped. So within about 3 or 4 days, I got it. And simply, there's a little housing on the bottom of a ceiling fan. It looks like a cylinder with a bottom plate. Take two little screws off, and there is this module, this capacitor module with five wires, two gray, red, brown, and green. And what we did was to discharge the capacitor, because they store electricity. Even if they're not working properly, they can store electricity and get shocked. So what we did was we shut off the circuit breaker, made sure it was the very correct circuit breaker for the ceiling fan, and turned the ceiling fan on, turned the switch on. So what happens is the ceiling fan is trying to power the motor, but there's no electricity coming from the circuit breaker, and it drains the capacitor so you don't get shocked. Then you shut the switch off. So you turn the switch on and nothing's going to happen because the circuit breaker is disconnected for that particular circuit that powers the ceiling fan. All right. So once you make sure that the electricity is off, flip the switch on for a second and shut it off. And then you can take that little cover with the two screws on the bottom of this cylindrical can at the bottom of the ceiling fan. It's exposed. It's the lowest part of the ceiling fan. If you have lights in your ceiling fan, that is where all the wires for the ceiling fan lights are, and that's where the capacitor is, right in there. So what we did was we just took some wire cutters and we cut off the wires to the little module of the capacitor, stripped the wires, and put the new capacitor in, color for color, green for green, brown for brown, red for red, gray for gray, and gray for gray, and put the cover back on. Turned on the circuit breaker, flipped the switch, and it worked perfectly. So that was a $10.99 capacitor. Well, that's the most expensive one. Typically, they're $6.97. So now the next question is, can you do it? I think you can. I think you can do it. Now, of course, you don't want to fault the ladder, but don't believe anything I say. And don't do anything I do. How about that? You know, just to keep the lawyers happy. Don't do it. You know, you can do a swan dive off the ladder, and you don't want to hurt yourself, so don't do it. But, yeah, I think you probably can do it. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure you can. As a matter of fact, I am sure you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Independent truckers shut down the Port of Oakland last week as protests against labor laws signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Truckers have been blocking access to the Port of Oakland with a protest against Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. Gladys Hernandez gives her reason for protesting to CBS News.
I'm here to support my family because we have bills to pay.
After closed-door trials, Myanmar's military junta announced Monday it has executed four democracy activists accused of helping to carry out terrorist acts. Aquaman actor Jason Momoa collided head-on with a motorcyclist on a winding Los Angeles-area road on Sunday. The police report said the collision occurred when the motorcyclist crossed over the center divider and hit Momoa's Oldsmobile. The biker suffered minor injuries. 42-year-old Momoa was not injured. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin speaking with Newsmax 3 days after being attacked while speaking at a campaign stop near Rochester, New York, insisted that the ballot box is the best place to settle scores.
The whole incident, the entire attack, was something that strikes to the core of any freedom-loving American who wants to see, you know, scores that people might have against others settled at a ballot box. Political violence has no place during any of this electoral process. I encourage people to get involved, to vote, to be informed. But what we also have to do is make sure people aren't taking matters into their own hands.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenks, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide that General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, should go to Taiwan.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, we're talking about capacitors, and this may not be of interest to everybody, but I can guarantee you that you will experience a capacitor-related failure if you're a homeowner and you keep your home for 15 years. There's no question about it. So the cost of a capacitor is very, very low. But what typically happens with society is people will say, geez, you know, the ceiling fan doesn't work and it's humming, and well, I guess we need a new one. And that's typically what happens, right? Let's go to the big box store and let's go get us one. So I looked up the price of what does it cost, the average cost to replace a ceiling fan. Because when the fan doesn't work right, we have been convinced into thinking that we need a new one, whatever it is. Refrigerator doesn't work right, well, let's just get us a new one. Okay? The washing machine doesn't work right, let's just get us a new one. The outside air conditioning unit doesn't work, let's get us a new one. Ceiling fan doesn't work, let's get us a new one. I mean, that's what you've been conned into thinking, right? So, for $10.99 and climbing up on the ladder to reach the ceiling fan, some of you can do it with a chair, right? It takes about 15 minutes. It would take much longer than that to find somebody, some guy, to come and replace your ceiling fan. Okay? You'd go to the store, take 2 hours just to go to the store and pick one out, go through the register, take it home, and then find somebody to put it in for you. How much does that cost? Well, according to the latest estimates for 2022, costestimates.com, between $200, roughly $75 to $350. But if you know have a real good expert, you're looking at $400. It's a $10.99 part that takes 15 minutes to change. Now, what has to happen? Well, you have to take those two screws out, which you can get with a common flat blade screwdriver. Open that little can at the bottom of the ceiling fan. You'll see a whole bunch of wires in there. And they'll all just kind of fall out, or just gently pull them out until you see this little blob. It's typically black, and it has 4 or 5 wires in it. And then you take a picture of that. A lot of people have cell phones. You take a picture of that. And then you look at the picture, and you say, let's get one just like that. And you go to eBay, and you type in ceiling fan capacitor, and it may say something like 10 MFD, as in 10 microfarads, / 5 MFD. So this one would be a 10 microfarad / 5 microfarad. So it's both. And then it has the voltage that it is rated for, and that is, one I have is 250 VAC. So here's what it says. It says 10, the number 10, MFD, / 5 MFD, / 250 VAC. That stands for 10 microfarads, 5 microfarads at 250 volts AC, as in alternating current. So once you have that, you'll know everything you need to know to buy another one. And you want to buy the same one. You don't want to buy one bigger, and you don't want to buy one smaller. Because if you buy one bigger, the fan's going to go even faster, and it might spin itself off the ceiling. So you don't want to do that. And if you buy one that's smaller, it won't run right. It'll use more electricity, and it probably won't start right. So you want to buy the exact replacement capacity capacitor. Okay, so that's a ceiling fan. Now, if you have a washing machine, a standard agitator washing machine, there's an electric motor, and there is a separate detached capacitor. It's like an orange juice can, except smaller. I'm talking about frozen orange juice, like one of those 6 ounce cans or 6.5, whatever they are now. Maybe they're even smaller than that now. But there's two wires. There's two wires that connect to it. And of course, it will hold electricity for a while, so you really don't want to touch the terminals. As a matter of fact, the recommended procedure, what I would do is I would shut off the circuit breaker to that washing machine, make sure it's absolutely positively off, and then I would turn it on to a cycle where the agitator is going to spin, which means the motor would drive the agitator. And this would be like an older style Whirlpool type agitator washing machine. Turn it on so that it's on a cycle where the agitator would spin, which would drain the capacitor. And then, and that's because the motor's trying to start. There's no electricity. The only electricity that's available is from the capacitor, and it will drain the capacitor to make it safe to handle. Then what I do is I take an insulated screwdriver, and I put that screwdriver across those two terminals, which will absolutely positively drain the capacitor. And it might spark at once. Okay? And then the spark will show you that you have drained the capacitor of electricity, then it's safe to handle. But there are plenty of YouTube videos on how to change capacitors. And you can say change capacitor washing machine, change capacitor air conditioning unit, change capacitor for drill press, okay, or air conditioning or air compressor. Bottom line is they have these capacitors. And so I mentioned that they last a maximum of 15 years. You can almost set your clock by it. So we've had the house about 15, 16 years. And so we have a compressor in our garage. It's our shop compressor. It's a 60-gallon vertical compressor with a 5-horsepower electric motor. And there's 2 capacitors, one for starting the motor up and the other for running. Boom. And about a week ago, that capacitor blew. The compressor won't start. So I ordered one. I thought, I should have had one already, but I didn't. So I've got one coming and another one coming. So how much did that cost to fix this compressor motor? About $12, maybe $13. Now, I called an electric motor repair company, a shop in Springfield, Missouri, and I asked them if they could repair an electric motor, should it be more than the capacitor. And they said, it's almost always, you need a new motor. So how much is an electric motor? 5 horsepower. Probably weighs like 60 pounds, 6-0. Well, they're going to call me back. It's probably close to a week now, and I know they're not going to call back. The person I talked to had no idea what I was even talking about. I don't know if the person I talked to has ever seen an electric motor. This gal on the phone, she related to the expert, and she said she would get back to me, and she said it's $95 to diagnose, evaluate what the problem is. $95. It's for an electric motor that the whole compressor I paid $350 for brand new. So now it's $95 to look at the electric motor and determine whether it can be fixed or not. So I looked up the price of that brand of electric motor, if I needed a brand new one, with a capacitor, actually 2 capacitors, brand new. The brand is A.O. Smith. So it's an American one, and it's $506. So an electric motor now costs more than the whole compressor. And the compressor probably weighs, 150 pounds. It's unbelievable what things cost now. But the problem is I need a capacitor, which might be $13. And it's coming. So I'll get two wires to put it in. And what does it take to get to the capacitor? Well, it's that bulge on the side of an electric motor. So if you have an air conditioning compressor and you're wondering where the capacitor is, it's a cylindrical electric motor, and then you see this bulge. And it looks like there would be something about the size of the inner cardboard roll of a toilet paper roll. So it'd be like the cardboard that you would throw away after using a whole roll of toilet paper. That's about the size of a capacitor. And that's what's in that cover on the side of the electric motor. And there are 2 screws that, sometimes there's only one, but maybe 2 screws that hold this cover on, and you loosen those 2 screws, take them off, and then you can see the capacitor on the inside of this little metal, stamped metal cover. So here's what happened. The ceiling fan capacitor fails. Then the compressor motor capacitor fails. And then 2 days late, 2 days ago, the capacitor in one of our air conditioning outside units failed. So no air conditioning for the first floor. No problem. No problem, because when we built the house, I wanted 2 air conditioning units, one for the first floor, one for the second floor, and I wanted them to be identical, identical circuit boards, identical thermostats, identical outside units, identical inside units, everything's the same. So all I had to do was take the 4 screws off the back cover of the outside unit and 4 screws off the cover of the other outside unit, which is right next to it, and shut off the power, of course. Take the capacitor out of the one that's working fine. Put it in the one that didn't work, meaning the compressor wouldn't start because it had a bad capacitor. And it worked great all night. And it quit last night. It's the same age. You can set your clock by these things. I'm saying maximum 15 years. So what happened? Two start capacitors on two Lennox brand, and I'm not slamming Lennox. I think they're just as fine as that there is. Two Lennox outside unit air conditioning units with the compressors. Both capacitors failed within one day of each other. A few days before that, it was the air compressor in the shop. And a little bit before that was the first ceiling fan. So here's the plan. It's $11 for the ceiling fan capacitors, $10.99, shipped. So I'm going to take my little antique camera that I use for the book. And by the way, these are all lessons. Well, I mean, it's going to be tough to get this lesson in the 5-minute time frame of five-minute university, but this is a lesson about capacitors. And so I'm going to take those two screws off, look at every single capacitor in every ceiling fan, and they should all be the same because they're all Hunter. They're all same vintage, all same model. They should be the same, and I'm going to get several of them, at least one or two for each. Then I have three capacitors coming for the outside units because that's all that was available. I need two, but I can't get. I could only get three, and they're being shipped. This morning, Mrs. Finellian was doing some research for phone numbers for me to see if I could find one locally because we were okay with one of the two air conditioning units working and the other one not working. But now both of them don't work. And the temperature is climbing inside the farmhouse like crazy because it's like 100 degrees for going on 6 weeks. So air conditioning is a necessity. So all you need is these capacitors. I'll tell you the rest of the story about it when we come back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about capacitors in a special class today. And the reason I'm doing it and not waiting till Friday is because the heat is so high and the sun's rays are so strong that if you have a failure, you might want to consider learning about how to replace your capacitors yourself. And there are plenty of YouTube videos. So according to this website that I went to, it said there are some signs that you can tell when you hire a HVAC, that's heating, ventilation, air conditioning technician, to replace your AC capacitor. Here's some of the things you can tell them: that it takes your air conditioning longer to start, or it randomly shuts off, or you can't feel cold air in your home when your air conditioning is running, or your air conditioning unit's making a humming sound, a vibration sound, burning smells coming from your unit, or your energy bills are higher than normal. I mean, those are some of the symptoms. And so what does it cost to have a HVAC professional? This is as of a year ago, so it's probably way more expensive today. Literally, I'm not kidding, between $120 and $250 to have a capacitor replaced. Now, if you have a branded capacitor, it could cost up to $400 rather than a generic capacitor. Generic capacitors are probably just fine. So how much am I paying for the capacitor for our outside air conditioning units? $12. $12. And that's the repair that could cost up to $400 if I have an expert come and test the capacitors. So I decided that a couple days ago I was going to buy a capacitor tester, which is different from a digital voltmeter, digital volt-ohm multimeter. Okay, $19 shipped for the capacitor tester. So I didn't have one. I thought, yeah, I should have one. So the bottom line is, can you do it? Yeah, I think you can. Should you do it? Well, I'm not going to say. But here's what the website says. Can I replace my air conditioning capacitor myself? Quote, no, you can't. An experienced HVAC technician should be able to correctly remove your defunct capacitor and replace it with a new one that will get your AC working like it should. End quote. So, no, you can't. Well, I think you can. Now, should you, that's up to you, but make sure you could kill yourself. I mean, it's, if you have a heart condition and you shock yourself because of not following the procedures of discharging the capacitor or not shutting the power off, you know, at the breakers, and there's, you know, two breakers, one for the outside unit, one for the inside air handler, you got to shut them both off. You have to discharge the capacitor. You know, you can watch the YouTube videos on how to do it. It's pretty easy. It's only two wires. And you don't have, and they're push-on terminals. It takes, if you've never done it before, 15 minutes. If you've done it before, 5 minutes. So look up how to do it, and I'm 100% certain that every one of you who owns your own home is going to experience a capacitor failure in your washing machine or your air compressor or your refrigerator or your freezer or your air conditioning unit, the window unit, or a dehumidifier or your whole house air conditioning system. No question. You're going to experience it. So what you can do is you can buy the capacitor before it fails. And then when it fails, you'll know where it is, you'll know how to fix it, and you won't be dependent on some guy that is going to come out in 3 weeks because they're busy. Now, this morning, I talked to a guy who sells these parts in a 50-mile round trip from here. And I called and I said, do you have a 45 microfarad capacitor, 440 volts AC? And he had trouble understanding what I was saying. I couldn't believe it. So I said 440 volts, single capacitor, two terminals, looks like an orange juice can made out of aluminum, and it's 45 microfarads at 440 volts AC. Came back, he said, no, we don't have them. I said, and then he volunteered some helpful information. He said, we'll have them in a few weeks. Oh, I'm sorry, we might have them in a few weeks, but we're not sure because that's a really popular size. It's the most common size. So that's why they're out of them, because it's the most common size. Now think about that. You go to the auto parts store and you have a car that has the most common oil filter and they're out of them because it's the most common size. That hardly ever happens. They're out of the ones that are the weird sizes. They always have the ones that are the common sizes because they're common. And they make most of them as compared to the strange sizes. So here's this guy's telling me 3 weeks. I said, that's no problem. 3 weeks, no problem. You know, we'll do just fine 3 weeks in 100 degrees with no air conditioning. Class, I'd like to know if this kind of class is something that you would like me to teach. I can teach all kinds of lessons from 5-Minute University. This is just one of them. And if you like this kind of training, just send me an email, please. Instructor@USAPreparis.com. Instructor@USAPreparis.com. And look up Hard Start Kit. HARD START kit. And that's for your refrigerator, freezer, and dehumidifier.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.